Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah really begins to discuss the stages and the process of the bringing of the Korban Pesach and which activities took place. The Korban Pesach was slaughtered in three large groups of the Jewish people. They were split into three very large groups. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'shachatu osei kol kahal adas Yisrael, the entire group of the congregation of Yisrael will shecht it. And the Mishnah notes that in this pasuk there are three different words to describe a group of Jews, kahal, the aid of Yisrael. And we learn from there that there are three different groups of the people who go through the processing of the Korban Pesach. And the way it would work was that nichnas l'kasar Shaina, the first group would enter into the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Nismalisa Azara, the courtyard would be filled up, at which point, Nalu Dalsis Azara, they would lock the doors of the courtyard, Toku, they would do a Takia, Heiriu, they would do a Terua, Matoku, they would do a Takia again, different shofar blasts. Now the Mishnah describes the positioning of the Kohanim. HaKohanim Oimdim Shureis Shureis. The Kohanim would be standing in rows. Across the width of the courtyard, they would be standing in rows. Uvidehem Bozike Kesef Uvozike Zahov. And in each of their hands, they had containers, utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, which were either silver or gold. And the Mishnah says that in order that the presentation be as honorable and beautiful as possible, Shuro Shekula Kesef Kesef, a row which was totally silver was totally silver, v'shura shekula zahav zahav, and a row which was totally gold would be gold, meaning that all of the Kohanim in a particular row would have the same type of utensil. So there would be a row of Kohanim holding silver utensils, and then a row holding all gold utensils, and that would be a beauty for the mitzvah. And l'hoyim ayov, and they wouldn't mix and match silver and gold utensils within the rows. And the Mishnah ends off, and these containers did not have bases, so that it was impossible to actually put them down flat. In case somebody would put it down, the yikrash hadom, and the blood would congeal, it would harden, because if they put it down for a second and then they stop mixing the blood, then after leaving it there for a little while, the blood will harden and it will no longer be fit for throwing on the mizbeach. So to prevent that occurring, we make sure that the Kohanim are holding on to that container of blood constantly and stirring it so that it stays as a liquid and remains fit for zrikas hadam, for throwing it onto the mizbeach.